Good morning, all. And a special welcome, of course, to any who are with us visiting, either for the summer holidays or just traveling, passing through highway or airport. A few announcements before the Mass begins. The youth group for middle and high school will be meeting at Principal Park at noon on June the 29th to attend a baseball game. Please remember to send money with your child for concessions. You'll need to drop them off at the park and pick them up there as well. So we're not meeting here and going down, we're just meeting down there. And there's the youth group will regather at 6:30 in the youth room in the office building for a topical discussion. So see the bulletin for more details on that one. The parish library summer challenge is still going on, so be sure to stop by the library after Mass to win a chance at a $25 gift card, either to Bordenero's or maybe today, Dairy Queen. It is actually Dairy Queen and Bordenero's, just because it's hot out. Jane Russell's visitation will be tomorrow from 6 to 8 in the hall, and then the funeral will be Tuesday at 10, followed by a luncheon. Any and all are welcome to attend those. This is, of course, Father Rinaldo's last weekend with us, and so he's going to be preaching at the Mass, and we'll have the opportunity to greet him after Mass in the hall or at the doors and to thank him for his years with us. But I want us to be able to spend our time at the Mass focusing on the Mass and thanking God for the gift of Father's priesthood. I couldn't, however, let this weekend pass without saying something about the more recent events in our nation's history. So, Vince Lombardi, right, not only a great coach, but a daily communicant, he famously says, when you lose, say few words. When you win, say fewer. In Dobbs versus Jackson Williams Health, the Supreme Court has righted a wrong nearly a half century old, which valued an unenumerated right to privacy over the enumerated right to life. This was both bad theory and bad law, which is why even the late Justice Ginsburg, who has become a kind of folk hero for those who champion a woman's right to choose, thought herself that Roe should eventually be overturned. Now it has. And we, who have worked so long and so hard on the cause of life, the rights of the unborn, rightly rejoice that an injustice has been brought to an end. But we should be very careful, especially in these early days, about the way in which we show that joy, and we should examine our consciences closely to make sure that what we are delighting in is the fact that a wrong has been righted, and that our kids now have a fighting chance, not simply that our side is won and another is lost. In short, we need to be classy, kind-hearted, and especially stand up. Because rightly or wrongly, there are a whole lot of people who are very hurt and very angry and very frightened right now, and we can very easily make that worse, sometimes even unwittingly. So in a very practical way, tweeting, posting, or forwarding emails to people that we already know disagree with us on this, that's not going to help anybody. It's only going to make it worse. Please don't make this worse. It's already hard. Take the victory in stride. Be kind and sympathetic to those with whom we disagree. And most importantly, buckle up, because now the real work begins. What Roe got wrong, most fundamentally, was to set the rights of a mother over and against the rights of her child, the very cause of her motherhood. We have said consistently that we are advocates not only for the unborn, but for the born, not only for the child, but for the mother, not only for certain kinds of mothers, but all mothers, all families, and we mean it. We've got the clinics and the hospitals and the social programs to prove it. The largest social service provider in the country continues to be the Catholic Church, the single largest provider of resources to women with unplanned pregnancies. And their children is the Catholic Church. Those efforts now have to be redoubled, rethrupled, quintupled, if we can manage it, to show that we really mean it when we say every child, every mother is welcome under any circumstances. We also have to model the sort of discourse which is going to be necessary to sort out women's health and all healthcare in a post-Roe America. The legal, medical, and ethical definitions of abortion don't always align, which means there's legitimate confusion and important conversation yet to be had. And these discussions need to be handled with care and with conviction, with charity and with truth. It is possible to disagree with another without becoming disagreeable. It is possible to oppose another's ideas and yet advocate strongly for them as persons. It is possible, no, it is necessary for us to respond to unplanned pregnancies, especially in our own families, not with scorn and disappointment out of a cause of sin or scandal, but simply with love. Basically, if your kid or your grandkid comes home and says, "Mom, Dad, I'm pregnant and I'm scared," the only words that should come out of your mouth are, "I love you, I love your baby, and we'll find a way through it." Anything else, and we've missed the plot. If you want to yell, come yell at me. I've got thicker skin, and I don't have an unborn baby to worry about. But be very, very gentle with your loved ones. I know there are families in the parish right now dealing with this. Before Friday, I met with people this week dealing with this stuff. This is real, and it's timely, and it's personal for each one of us. However you shake it, this is a very hard time for our country. Friday, we had priestly ordinations. I had a drink thrown at me from a passing car on the sidewalk downtown outside the cathedral. Us priests, who normally go out to celebrate that day, kept things very, very tight inside, and we had to have security there to make sure that the three men to be ordained actually could get ordained, and the priests who were there to celebrate were able to get into the church without being attacked the way I'd been. When the ordination was over, I had to come home and immediately go up to Intervisions, the crisis pregnancy clinic here in the parish, to retrieve the Blessed Sacrament, because it wasn't clear that the building was going to be safe overnight. We have to prove that we are who we say we are, that the gospel of life is worth living. I'm not saying this is a time for weakness, far from it. I want us to show the world what strength really looks like. And you can see that right now from where you're sitting. There, on the cross. And in just a few moments, as Coach Lombardi so often said, you'll be able to receive it. Here, in the Holy Eucharist.